I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, you are listening to IRIB English Radio, and we are here to present another episode of Muslim Lady. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me, my wife,
Razia Batul Najafi. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much for giving me.
Alhamdulillah, another beautiful day and another beautiful program. And we are blessed to be in the presence of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Yeah, definitely. It's our pleasure to be at the service of the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So we were discussing some beautiful and useful tips how to keep
ourselves
away from committing sins.
Especially as a mother, as a wife,
sins.
As a Muslim lady. Very easily, especially if you have time, you are just ignoring your main duty, as a mother, as a wife, and you're just stick with all this fancy life, you know, very colorful life, very attractive life, and nothing is, you know, repetition. There are so many new things comes on social media. You know, always there are, you
in
know,
each
just,
and every second, it is bombarded with very interesting videos and pictures and clips.
Unfortunately.
So the number one first tip was we have to feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Amazing.
And Aimmay Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam.
Beautiful.
If we feel that our Imam Zamana, the Imam of time, is watching our deeds, definitely it will have a big impact on our life. So, and number two, what was the tip number two?
Yeah, to check.
To remind ourselves, to make a checklist somehow that to prioritize our deeds, You know, what kind of works I have to do today and how much time should I spend on social media. If you know before that this much time I'm allowed to use, then definitely you will use it in a positive way. Only your needed things you will see. And today we are talking about
The third tip
and easy to use. And what is the third tip?
Yeah, to punish ourselves if we are crossing the limits.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, in each aspect of life, we have this, you know, prize and, you know, the winner gets prize, the loser gets, you know, we can say punishment means he is losing something.
You know, first of all, we have to know that if I'm wasting my time, if I'm not fulfilling my duties, that is haram. That is a biggest lost.
Israf. You know, this Quran says so many ahadith, you know, we should not do israf. And israf is not only your physical and in real life. Israf is the biggest israf we do is on social media.
Yeah, our time.
Time,
our love, our emotions, you know, our feelings, which we can easily utilize with our family members, we are using it here. You know, sometimes I have seen some ladies, you know, they're just watching movies and crying and, you know, getting happy. And they're, you know, sometimes just they're not in real life. They're just always in a social media. Like, why? Because they're eating a food. They want to post their food for them, for public, for likes, you know. Maybe they're not a public figure. Maybe they're just posting it on Facebook to show to their friends and family members only, you know. Even that is very dangerous because you're just feeling the presence of people, not Allah, you know. And you are just ignoring your own family and you're caring about people's eyes and people's likes that, I have to post something new, you know, new dresses, new, I don't know, decor, new food, new this, new place. I have to go.
Dear listeners, we will take a very short break. Inshallah, we'll come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking about social media.
Unfortunately, mostly the pressure comes from a Muslim lady, unfortunately,
Definitely.
That she's pressurizing the husband that let's go for vacation somewhere, you know, new and nice place, because then I can post my pictures.
The main intention is to show themselves
off,
in the social
media. That is scary. And that is a very negative pressure.
Yeah.
You know, you are pressurizing yourself.
Although you are unaware of it, but
exactly.
You are under pressure. Always you have in your mind that I have to, you know, post new pictures,
Pressure, society pressure.
Yeah.
Okay, those are the pressure and we don't feel it. And Allah is not putting pressure. Allah is just out of love. Allah is saying, come towards me, love yourself by praying, for example, by having a healthy life. But we say, no, Allah is putting pressure. I don't want that pressure. But the pressure which people are giving, I like it. You know, this is mindset. And this is very, 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 very scary.
So we have to keep some punishments for ourselves to, you know, to limit our time on social media. So what can be the punishment? You know, it depends on yourself. You know, sometimes punishment can be to keep yourself away from your screen more, you know. For example, you know, for whole day you can keep yourself away from screen for 1 week, for 2 days. This can be a biggest punishment in your life.
For the one who is addicted, number
or,
one.
Or, you know, turn off the Wi-Fi, you know, for whole day, for example, which is, I think, impossible nowadays. For example, you can fast.
Yeah.
You can pray. For example, if you use social media for more than 1 hour a day, so I have to pray, which is a very, very good way, you know.
Beautiful. Or giving charity.
Charity also,
in the way of Allah. So some money, for example, for each mistake or
so
especially haram.
Should be a little bit difficult to, you know.
For each haram, for example, give $1 charity in the way of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is very, again, scary that if I'm doing something haram and I'm not feeling it haram, I'm just taking it easy. This is the biggest sin. You know, because I really recommend my listeners that if you have this doubt that why this is haram, you know, if I'm wearing something, you know, unmodest dressing and I'm just posting my picture, I'm not harming anyone. You know why Allah doesn't like it? Like this kind of very innocent question. Sometimes our young Muslim ladies, they have it. They can just discuss about it. You know, like how much harm. Like literally, Mr. Masumi, whenever I see a lady who's very modest in a society, I feel that lady is doing something, a big, you know, blessing she's spreading in the society. Because of her, I'm having peace of mind. Even if a person, a guy, is not wearing a good dressing, tight
modest
pants,
dressing,
and modest. So I feel this is a pollution in the society. You know, like this person, this boy, the way he's walking, the way he's dressing, I feel very uncomfortable. And I say, look, this guy is, you know, just spreading out that negative waves in a society.
Negativity,
But that lady who's full of modesty is doing a karam, you know, a beautiful blessings. You know, we have to be thankful to her. So if I'm posting something which is not allowed in Islam, I'm just damaging the society. So it's a very subtle point. Therefore, you know, our young, innocent Muslim ladies and girls, they don't understand it.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
For first of all, I have to understand that, you know, it's a very wrong impact I'm giving to society generation to generation. So I have to put some punishment for myself.
Unfortunately, now they have created a lot of such circumstances that nobody feels that I'm harming someone. Harming society. Yeah. If you understand that by doing this mistake, you are harming your society, you can refrain and you can keep yourself away. But the main problem is...
because of jahalat, because of ignorance. Like, you know, before we didn't know that if plastic, you know, using a plastic, it's a very unhealthy for our environment.
Yeah.
So we would just use it. Now in so many countries, there are so many restrictions and they're not using it. The educated people, they are appreciating it. They're wow, they are so classy, you know. They are taking care of environment. They love the nature.
So what a good example, yeah. No matter how beautiful plastic you are carrying with yourself, yeah, beautiful, colorful, but it is harmful for the, you know, our climate, our society, our...
in generation to generation,
you know. So likewise, you
can get to know because of your knowledge, you know, like as knowledgeable as you are more careful. Yeah. You go deeper and deeper about the impacts and effects of the way you are wearing, the way you are posting, the way you are watching.
Yeah, like the doctors and the scientists, they know the, you know, bad impacts of plastic to our life, into, you know, society. So they encourage always people to use, you know, cloth bags or some paper bags. Yeah.
Exactly. So
likewise, if we are aware about it, about our, you know, this impact of our, this pictures or videos or clips in the society, definitely, then we will understand this is harmful.
And I love to share a beautiful saying of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He says, "Kuntu bawaban ala babi qalbi." Look, if my heart is clean, yeah, then I can spread out the clean society. Okay, so if I'm peaceful, I can spread the peace in the society, yeah? Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he had the most clean and peaceful heart. So people would ask him that, how you have reached to that level of tranquility? So he would reply that, kuntu bawaban ala babi qalbi. Like, I kept a very...
guard.
Very strong guards on my door, gate of my heart. So we need that kind of guards because... eyes, those
gates.
Are the gates for our heart.
Ears,
the way we watch, the way we listen, the way we talk. So we want to reach to the very ideal society. Hayat al-tayyiba, we all looking for that. All these motivational lecturers, they're talking about this. But no one talks about, you know, like how we have to reach to that level. You know, it's not easy without having any strong guards, restrictions.
Definitely, you have to give something away to achieve something, yeah? So if we want to use in a good way, so you have to keep some punishment for yourself.
Exactly.
Which definitely will help.
Inshallah.
So again, we are running out of time, unfortunately. Inshallah, I hope as we have benefited from this beautiful discussion, our listeners did so, inshallah. So until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. I wish that somehow you'd tell me out aloud.